Sweet Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Welcome back. All right, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, November 7th, 2022. And we're on the phones. Fred, you had a question.
Yeah. People talk about the calendars being changed and we don't know what day it is. Well, that's not true. Now, I have notebooks, and sometimes I can't read my own writing, and I've got notes all over the place. But when they change the calendars, and I'm in, say, a 14-day increment, but it never changed the and that's all you hear of it, and that is the apostate Protestant church.
Well, oh, what day it is because they changed the calendar.
Yes, they have. Didn't the days, and I don't have my... But, so there...
We're losing you for some reason, Fred. We're getting about every other word, or we're missing every third or fourth word, at least.
Well, somebody's trying to call me, and this... signing up for this Medicare and Medicaid, and my computer's been hacked. So that beep, that somebody's trying to call, I think. It's kind of breaking my train of thought. John brought up some good points about the circadian clock, like they've changed an hour, you know, fall, and the fall back an hour, and spring ahead an hour. And then about the chickens and turkeys and everything like that. You hear the cock crow as the sun rises. You know, that's correct. That's right. But let me ask you this question. You can remember verses. But what is it? Death and then the judgment comes. How does that verse go?
It is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment.
Right. How many times does a Christian die, a person in Christ that has...
Once with Christ.
How many times does
once
he die?
Once with Christ. Twice is the answer to your next question.
Yeah, you got it. Well, who are the people that have the second death?
Those outside of Christ.
That's right. That's correct. And you know about sleep, you know, like my mother and father, which I love dearly, and my brother passed away about 6 months ago, younger than me by 13 months. I miss him. My mother and my father and my brother and my sister died at a week old. And that's 70 years ago or some 60 years ago. Where are they at now?
They are asleep.
That's right. They know nothing. Their loves and their hates is no more. And thank God for that, because of my dear mother and father and my brother and my sister died in infancy. If they had to look down from heaven and see the hell that I am going through and see this world and all this hideous things are happening, how in the heck could that be heaven if they could see us? So that's a lie. They sleep. They know nothing.
Well, you know, this is kind of a wild, you know, aside, a wild tangent. I want to get back to the other stuff, especially the election stuff before tomorrow. And I also haven't been asking who... Did anybody try the Halloween social experiment I proposed last Friday? But anyway, to your point, it's interesting how we don't understand these things. And, you know, the Bible says that his ways are not our ways and those kinds of things. But, you know, a day is as a thousand years, for example. What does that mean? You know, this idea that Peter mentions, he says, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. I have always thought of that as, you know, the kid in the projector room back before digital movies, you know, when the film was on reel, and you would get probably multiple cans, you know, if you ran a theater, you would get the movies delivered and they would be in multiple cans and the reels would have to be changed out during the movie. And it's just moving pictures. It's a picture and it's a series of pictures projected that look like moving pictures, hence the term movie. And so the kid in the projector room has those reels and he can spread that film out and look at all of those frames at one time from end to end, and he could grab a jeweler's loop if he wanted and look at one frame as long as he wanted. And that to me is a crude sort of analogy, you know, of a day as a thousand years as a day. But this idea of sleep, basically this, you know, the film, I guess, you know, an analogy would be, you see this film running, and even though, you know, the people in the audience are watching the movie and it looks like it's unfolding in real time, but in actuality, the kid in the projector room knows and can, you know, spread the whole reel out and look at it. So when a person dies, you know, the relevant passages that we're talking about are passages like 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6 and 18, for example. You know, some are fallen asleep, verse 18. Then they also, which are fallen asleep in Christ, are perished. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And then again in verse 15, you know, Paul says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And then, you know, again, 2 Peter 3, those, you know, who say these kinds of difficult days that Paul speaks about as well, where is the promise of those who say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. So it's those kinds of verses. And basically what happens is those folks cease to be participating in this, you know, this experience of time. Is, I don't know, the simplest, crudest way that I can put it. So because it's beyond our comprehension doesn't mean that it, you know, that's one of the, I think, the most sinister aspects of what I've been trying to talk about with the Hellenization of the world over the last 2,000 years, really. And I do think that the birth of Christ disrupted that to a certain extent. It's interesting that you see it mentioned, you know, the same kind of Hellenistic forces that were mentioned in the days of Christ are mentioned in the Bible. And again, if we're paying attention, there's all kinds of evidence, and we just need to look for it. You know, for example, oh gosh, what is the passage? Now I can't remember. Scythian is mentioned one time in the Bible in Colossians 3:11. Colossians is a book, again, that deals with this concept of Gnosticism and the Hellenization that I'm talking about. But, you know, Paul says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, nor bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And that's an interesting passage. That word Scythian is used one time, to my knowledge. And, you know, this, so the Greek there in the Greek is actually a Hellenist. Anyway, it's interesting. I think, you know, I could take liberty, but I won't in the interest of time right now. I'll come back to this later.
Well, I don't have my ducks in a row, but I could ask you questions like, the 42 months and the 160 days, what do they mean? What does a year for a day, what does that mean?
Well, I feel like we're sort of diverging at this point. I feel like this is not where I had intended to go today, so maybe we could get back to that later.
One of the things in the Bible is knowing who the devil is working through. And people, you know, you could say the Hegelian dialectic, but it's cognitive dissonance. That's holding two opposing thoughts in your mind at the same time. And that's what all Protestant Christians and Catholics do. They hold two opposing thoughts in their mind.
I mean, for that matter, you know, again, I mean, this is sort of more on track. I would argue that the entire, you know, Protestant whatever you want to call it, that entire history is pregnant with the same revolutionary germ that we talk about with the American Revolution and the French Revolution in particular. And you can trace the roots of it all the way back to Montanus, for example, and Tertullian. So a good resource for people that might say, oh my goodness, are you... Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should play the clip of John Taylor Gatto talking about Calvin and what Calvin was really all about. And all of these people that defend Calvinism need to listen to John Taylor Gatto for, what, 3 minutes, I think it is? Yeah. Actually, I will get that queued up. I will get that queued up real quick, and we'll listen to that next, I think. So if this sounds interesting to people, I would suggest that people go to the Wikipedia entry, of all things, titled Proto-Protestantism. And you can see there's a section that says, claimed to have prefigured Protestantism, and it says exactly what I just said, going all the way back to Montanism and Tertullian. So Montanus was the first really notable guy who said, I have received special divine revelation from the Lord, and he gave me this, you know, personal deal. And we heard a lot about people like that in the 19th century, for example. And this, you know, to the point that you were saying, it's interesting, the cognitive dissonance, how that works. If you go to Emanuel Swedenborg's Wikipedia entry, it says up at the main little beginning entry, the New Church, also known as Swedenborgianism, is a new religious movement originally founded in 1787 and comprising several historical... It's interesting to me also that, you know, Jesus said there was, I came in my Father's name, you received me not. There's one coming in his own name, him you will receive. So if you read Swedenborg's Wikipedia entry, he published a lot of things himself. That's, you know, that's a loose sort of anecdotal kind of observation, I realize, but it's interesting. It's peculiar in the broader context. Anyway, this sentence, the New Church, and also known as Swedenborgianism, is a new religious movement originally founded in 1787, comprising several historically related Christian denominations that revere Swedenborg's writings as revelation. And that is customary of many, what some people will call cults. Reminds me of, things representative of, what Gustav Le Bon wrote in The Crowd, A Study of the Popular Mind. The masses have never thirsted after truth. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim. You think of Plato and the allegory of the cave. I think of Exodus chapter 20, when Moses comes down with the Ten Commandments and encourages the people to go talk to God. He just did it. He just had fellowship directly with God. And they all stand apart. It's reiterated. They're apart. They're afraid. They see the cloud, the thunder, the lightning. They're afraid, and then they say, you talk to us, Moses, lest we perish.
Yes, and at the same time, they were complaining about the leeks and the onions and all that, and not many years later, they forgot God and followed other gods, and they didn't cross over the Jordan to go into Canaan land. Only out of the 10 spies that went over there, only Joshua and Caleb did it, come back with a report that they should cross the Jordan and take Canaan land. Well, I know I don't have my notes together. John in Tennessee, I know you're listening. I'm going to write up my 15 questions, John, and we'll see. Okay, you've given me a lot of time, my brother, and I appreciate it, and I think a lot of you. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. As always. Yeah, this character of Swedenborg is emblematic. You know, you have these figures... that are revered, as the Wikipedia entry puts it. You know, it's interesting, even in places like Wikipedia, I think that's very revealing, very provocative. The, you know, historically related denominations that revere Swedenborg's writings as revelation. That's a very telling little soundbite. And you have the Spinozans and the... you know, and again, this is sort of categorical of the Montanism that I've tried to speak about recently, too. You start to see this stuff, and it's interesting how it changes your view of things and even men, people, mankind in general, not to be revered. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back. All right. We have other business to handle, and I have been derelict in my duties. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I just want to get this out. John Taylor Gatto on Calvin. What is, you know, let me just put it this way. Let me even simplify. John Taylor Gatto does us a tremendous favor. We owe him an eternal debt of gratitude, if not for the innumerable revelations he's provided, then for at least this one. And he boils John Calvin down to 3 minutes. And I will further reduce Calvin in the spirit and context that John Taylor Gatto offered. And I will say simply, before there was Darwin, there was Calvin. How about that? So give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
What should fascinate anyone listening is that's exactly what the so-called liberal philosopher Spinoza in Holland had said in 1690 in a book called Tractatus Politico Religico-Politicus, Tractatus Religico-Politicus. Spinoza said that the ordinary population was so psychologically diseased, murderously so, there was no way to heal it. Just as Fichte, 125 years later, said there was no way to heal the disobedience gene in people who thought for themselves. Fichte said we have to set up a system of forced schooling, universal forced schooling, in which we destroy the imagination. Bells, ordered lessons, constant testing, rankings. Now, if it were only those two major figures, but you now can go back a few hundred years in history to John Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion, which is this thick, tiny print. But if you ever go mad and actually force yourself to read it, rather than to read what an encyclopedia tells you it says, you'll find that Calvin says that the saved are saved before they're born. The damned, who are 19 to 1, are damned before they're born, and no amount of good work or behavior can save the damned, and no amount of evil behavior can damn the saved. The expression that used to be pretty common, but has vanished, I think on purpose, is justified sinners. The saved are justified sinners who can do anything. They can carpet bomb civilian populations, whether they're Nazis or Americans. You know, you've done no harm, according to Calvin. Calvin said the only way the elect, he called the saved, the elect will be ever be safe because they're outnumbered so heavily, is to set up a system of universal compulsion schooling with the intention of destroying the imagination and filling the head with garbage. Spinoza said the same thing. Fichte said the same thing.
I think we just ran out of tape. Is that what happened? Is that one still running?
There you go.
Yes,
but it has no micro. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a 10-minute break.
That's it in a nutshell. And I think that'll take us to a break, right? We're about there. I will... I don't know if we have a moment, but he mentioned Fichte. Richard Grove kind of hinted at Bertrand Russell's quote from The Impact of Science on Society in that interview. Fichte laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. How convenient that before Darwin, there was Calvin. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Welcome back. Big John. Bottom of the second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And a moment. Again, I've been derelict. I apologize. I actually want to come back to the John Taylor Gatto thing, because I think this is tremendously helpful, but this is also tremendously important. So RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive starting November 7, running through January 8th, and a donation of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller, which I think is, we all better sign something metaphorically, or you know, personally, we better resolve to take especially good care of these books. I mean, I just think that's amazing. So you can learn more on the website, obviously. There is, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, there's the announcement that was made yesterday, published yesterday. Announcement, RBN's John Stadmiller book drive. And to be clear, if you donated $100 or more between November 1st through 7th, before this announcement was made, you can still qualify, but you must call us at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 3, to make the request. So if you've donated $100 or more this month already, please do that. And so the available books of the week will be posted in the RBN news feed every Monday and announced by various hosts throughout the week, including yours truly. Every Sunday night, there will be a drawing from the list of qualified donors, and the winners will be announced in the second hour of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you don't win a book, your name will carry over into next week's drawing, which is pretty cool. This policy will continue until the end of the drive, January 8th, 2023. Hopefully that's enough on that. So this is day one, obviously, of and week one of the John Stadmiller book drive. And you can also see on republicbroadcasting.org the post that we are off and the John Stadmiller book drive is underway. This week's books are two copies of Circle of Intrigue, The Hidden Inner Circle of the Global Illuminati Conspiracy by Tex Mars. So the legendary John Stadmiller and the legendary Tex Mars. That's probably an appropriate pairing. So check out, if you want to learn more, go to republicbroadcasting.org. And, again, if you've donated and you're interested in being included, didn't know about it, if you donated this month more than $100, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 3. So, important stuff. That'll get mentioned on the regular, obviously. And again, I am, I'm just shaking my head. I hope that these books all find the best possible homes and that they are, they bear fruit, if you know what I mean. So, pretty exciting, pretty exciting. Hopefully there are seeds planted that bear fruit. Speaking of the John Taylor Gatto stuff, I would like to play a continuation. So that was what we heard was, that was part of Richard Grove's interview with John Taylor Gatto 10 years ago now, back in 2012 that was published. And it was a remarkable piece of history. It truly is, as Richard Grove titled it, the ultimate history lesson, a weekend with John Taylor Gatto. So that was hour one. That's the end of hour one. If you go to Richard Grove's YouTube channel, you used to be able to find that at theultimatehistorylesson.com. Not anymore, unfortunately. Be nice to know where all of that made off to and if those notes, transcripts, links, etc. are still floating around somewhere. That should be published online so people could spread that far and wide, because this, again, is a tremendous condensed version of history. So that was the end of hour one. At the beginning of hour two, actually, Richard has some fantastic notes in the video. The ominous continuity, which is kind of what I was speaking of earlier. Fittest, Spinoza, Calvin, Plato. This is interesting. I want to play a couple minutes from this, the beginning of the second hour, because this, for years, really since the beginning of this broadcast, since this broadcast began, one of the things that I have keyed in on is when it comes to the subject of eugenics. You know, and again, how do you see these things? How do you see the conspirators? How do you see generational evil in the name of, you know, the ostensible name of good, and not realize when you have a continuity that is really unbroken through generations and decades and centuries and even millennia? How do you explain that other than there must be forces, hidden forces beyond, you know, what I can see, and even in some cases beyond the realm of comprehension at work? Just because we've been indoctrinated into a mindset of radical empiricism, and again, that gets back to the Hellenization and this idea that, you know, criticism and skepticism and the scientific method, well, you know, this is just so. No, that's a way to con you, because if you're not careful, you end up throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because there are certain things that you cannot prove empirically, and what that ends up doing is destroying a person's faith, and out goes the baby with the bathwater. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That, you know, what is not of faith is sin. That to him who knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin, etc., etc. Faith is an important subject. You know, and Hebrews 11 is considered the hall of faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I always think of that as, you know, the analogy in my mind is, it's like a person, say a young married couple, you know, think maybe, I don't know, 200 years ago, whatever, just to create a mental picture, you know, in the pioneering sort of days, they venture out. Here is a plot of land they've staked out, and they want to build something. So the dirt is the substance of things hoped for, and they have house plans that they drew up. That's the evidence of things not seen. So you've the raw materials. Maybe you have trees around, or maybe you have lumber already, but it's raw material. But it's substantive. It's the substance of things hoped for, and the plans are the evidence of things not seen. So just because we can't prove that it will come into material existence doesn't mean that that substance and and that evidence is not real. Hopefully that makes sense. Enough about that. In the interest of time, back to John Taylor Gatto. This is hour 2 of 5, and just the beginning of this as a continuation of Gatto on Calvin, and I'll explain what I have said pretty much since the beginning of this broadcast after John Taylor Gatto says what he says. Go ahead, please.
Floor is yours.
So we have this ominous continuity among major minds with a lot of influence, including Atlantic influence on the States. We have, prior to the break, Fichte in Prussia, Spinoza in Holland, and Calvin really beginning in Geneva and spreading all over where his theology spread. But the father of this, at least in the form of written documentation that's easily available, has to be Plato, the Greek aristocrat who speaks through the mouth of Socrates and writes two influential utopias, one well-known, the Republic, and one not so well-known, the Laws, which is the product of his mature reflection on what needs to be done. And all four of these men, and we could, if we had time, do 40, but these four major names spanning European history agree that the ordinary population is A, very dangerous to the social order if it learns how to think and if its imagination remains intact. And furthermore, we have this corollary that there is no way to improve this. And what I've left out is the killer app that occurs in the middle to the end of the 19th century from one of the wealthiest families on planet Earth, the family of Charles Darwin, and their former Anglican minister trained son, Charles, who in his second major publication, The Descent of Man, says that the evolutionarily retarded are fatally dangerous to the physical integrity of the human race, the advance of civilization, because of the few evolutionarily advanced, like the Scandinavian blondes and the English blondes, crossbreed, God forbid, with the Irish or the Spanish, evolution will march backwards into the swirling mists of the dawnless past, and nothing can change that. Maybe a few million years might change it. Certainly nothing that current generations can do. Darwin, of course, is in every school, including every elementary school in the United States, probably the world, and no one bothers to mention that he doesn't say the human race is evolving. There's a few, a fraction are evolving. Now, put yourself, if you're watching this, in the position of a responsible person who learns that. As someone who's made worldly success, has a little bit of time on their hands and resources, and now you know that if these ordinary people walking around in the American democracy, if they happen to crossbreed with your daughter, evolution is going to march backwards. You now have a justification, beginning in 1871, second to none. You can argue with Calvin. You can argue with Spinoza. You can argue with Plato. You can argue with Fichte. This is science and mathematics. And furthermore, and an unknown connection that has for some reason escaped the attention of the Darwinians, Darwin's earlier cousin, Thomas Malthus, has said there is no way mathematically to feed the poor, because if you feed them, they'll reproduce more successfully, and then there'll be twice as many, then four times as many. That population expands geometrically, but food only arithmetically.
So question.
And of course, in
there you
Darwin's
go, John
diaries,
Taylor Gatto.
He said,
"You can argue with Plato, Fichte, Spinoza, Calvin. You can't argue with Darwin, science and mathematics, because we've been conned to believe that, even though." The command to be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth was reissued after the flood, twice in Genesis 9, in fact. And so again, it's a contest of ideas. So if this isn't a thing, then why did Bill Gates just mention this isn't a Malthusian problem? That's what he said in that Zero interview, you know, we played a clip from a couple of times recently. Why did Bill Gates even mention, you know, this isn't a Malthusian problem? Why is Bill Gates talking about Malthus then? The guy who says, if we can get that population growth number down by 10 or 15%, you know, we can get it down if we do a really good job Why is he saying that then if this isn't a conversation, if that's not squarely in focus? So to the point of you can argue with Plato, Fidus, Spinoza, Calvin, you can't argue with Darwin. There was a letter that Francis Galton, Darwin's cousin, wrote to Charles Darwin. I don't remember the letter or when. I remember seeing it years and years ago and thinking, you know what, I should keep track of that. I didn't. The guy who coined the term, the modern incarnation of the term eugenics, sends his cousin, Charles Darwin, a letter. Mentioned this many times. I'm sure you probably remember. I'll finish that thought on the other side of the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Miss Unity, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Welcome back.
For me.
Wherever that accidentally occurs, it seems to always be accidentally fitting. That's interesting. So, Francis Galton wrote Cousin Charles Darwin a letter after reading Origin of Species. I need to dig up that letter. And basically, in essence, the guy that we credit with coining the term eugenics wrote to Darwin and said, congrats, cuz, you've freed us from the theological argument that life, you know, all mankind is precious, indeed priceless in the eyes of God. And now we can simply say some of you are biologically inferior and therefore you must die. And it's been wildly successful. You have people fighting for the right to murder innocent unborn children in the name, the ostensible name of healthcare and the right to, it's unbelievable. You know, I think of, you know, the quote allegedly attributed to Weishaupt, "O foolish man, what can you not be made to believe?" Anyway, getting back to the other stuff, there is an effort in keeping with Pike's letter to Mazzini to delude, or in, you know, I would say 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 sort of fashion, speaking of conversations with Fred, to delude the, to misdirect the spiritual compass of man, so to speak, to set him on an erroneous chart and or course. And I would encourage folks, you know, and that gets people to throw the baby out with the bathwater and do other bad things. Do your own homework. Do your own investigating. Explore this Hellenization that I'm talking about lately. Sometimes you find things in the most curious places. Wikipedia, for example, I mentioned Emanuel Swedenborg earlier. One of the things you can do on Wikipedia, if you're on a desktop, or you're looking at the desktop version of the site, is there on the sidebar on a larger screen or on the left-hand side under Tools, you see the link, What Links Here? Do this as a as an experiment. Click on that, What Links Here? And then when you go to that page, depending on what it is and how many links there are, you'll see at the top displayed 50 items. How many items do you want to view? 50, 20, 50, 100, 250, 500. You can click on 500 and scroll down to the bottom and see, oh, there are more, next 500. And you can go through that a few times, and you'll notice, like with Emanuel Swedenborg, it's actually about 1,228 links that link to the Emanuel Swedenborg page. So you can go up to the top in the URL where it says Swedenborg ampersand limit equals, and make it 1,500 instead of 500. And you can see all of those on one page. You read that, fascinating what you'll find out. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.